You know, we hear about a lot of layoffs, but hiring's pretty good. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. The job market here in February is a bit of a puzzle. We've heard about job cuts in tech. DocuSign is the latest. It's laying off around 10% of its workforce. But at the same time, there was that super strong employment report we got a couple weeks ago, and plenty of companies say they're hiring. Asset manager Fidelity says it's planning to hire 4,000 new workers in the first half of this year. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab explains what is going on.
The unemployment rate is at its lowest in more than 50 years, and job growth has been widespread, especially in leisure, professional and business services, and hospitality and healthcare. So why can it feel like layoffs are happening all around us? Elise Gould, an economist at the Economic Policy Institute, says because the Fed is raising interest rates, we're all keeping our eyes peeled for signs of a recession. So we're being extra sensitive to layoff announcements from big companies.
I think that weighs on people, and people may think that their job is less secure than it actually is. That could lead to different kinds of behavior in terms of whether or not they feel like they have the leverage to ask for a raise.
In reality, the layoffs are pretty isolated to tech, an industry that saw incredible demand during the pandemic that just wasn't sustainable. Now it's readjusting to the new normal. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
2023 is a farm bill year. The current version of that massive agriculture and nutrition spending package expires in October, so lawmakers have to hammer out an update, and there will be a flashpoint. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, once called food stamps. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has more.
At a hearing this week, Republican lawmakers took aim at the overall size of the SNAP budget, which grew during the pandemic, in part because of temporarily expanded benefits, which expire at the end of this month. That will be a jolt to the 41 million Americans who rely on SNAP and who are paying around 11% more for groceries than this time last year, according to Tuesday's CPI report. Vincent Smith is with the American Enterprise Institute.
The extra spending that was associated with pandemic initiatives is not likely to be renewed. That's going to be a very heavy lift.
He says work requirements for SNAP recipients will be another point of contention. Right now, enforcement of those rules varies from state to state. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
All right, let's do the numbers. The FTSE in London is down 0.3%. The S&P, NASDAQ, and Dow futures are all down in the 0.6% to 1% range, with the Dow future down 189 points. The yield on the 10-year Treasury is 3.897%. One area of our economy that has not recovered from the pandemic has been the department store. Employment at department stores is still 12% below pre-pandemic levels. So we wanted to check in with one. Dunham's Department Store in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, has been a family business for more than a century. Ann Dunham Rawson is Vice President of Sales and Merchandising and joins us. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So tell us about your store. How did Dunham's get its start?
Well, Dunham's was started as a grocery store by my great-grandparents in 1905, and they grew that business through the teens and 20s. They had a traveling store, so they would take merchandise out into the farming community who maybe weren't able to get into town on a regular basis. And then in the 20s, during the Depression, my great-grandparents decided that they didn't have enough to do, so they built what we now refer to as our department store building.
Now, you know, department stores have, in general, lost some sales to online shopping over the past few years. There are 31,000 fewer workers at department stores now than a year ago. How's Dunham's doing coming out of the pandemic?
Well, we're still very strong. We fortunately have a very strong community of locals who have supported us for our 118 years and continue to support us. But we have a lot of people who live, you know, Philadelphia, DC, the New York metro area that have homes up here and cottages. So we are a tourism, but also we have a very strong local-based economy.
supply chains, getting the goods that you need, that was a big challenge for all kinds of stores in the past few years. Has that improved for you?
It is improving. I will say there are still areas that are difficult, shoes especially, because there's so much that's imported. It all comes from the same region, and so they're still having issues. Although a lot of the shoe manufacturers are overcoming that and are switching gears. You're seeing things made in other places, in other parts of the world, but still factories aren't as easily changed as, you know, apparel factories and some of those things.
This year is, economically speaking, so hard to predict between inflation, between a recession that may or may not happen. It's anyone's guess. But you have to make guesses because you're ordering supplies, what, a year in advance sometimes? What's your take on how this year is going to go and how are you predicting that?
I'm cautiously optimistic. My father used to say, you know, there are no bad years, just some years are better than others. So we're just sort of going with that. There's always challenges. You can't prepare for the worst because the only thing worse than being overstocked is being understocked. So, you know, you hope that you make the right decisions and be a little cautious in certain areas, but cautiously optimistic. I always say we've been through two pandemics and survived. We've had a fire. We've survived a lot. We've been through a depression, a recession. My father always used to say, we just don't know when to stop. So we just keep going.
Ann Dunham-Rawson is Vice President of Merchandising and Sales at Dunham's Department Store in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania, established 1905. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Yes, thank you very much.
Our digital producer is Jarrett Dang. Our engineers are Jessen Dueler and Nick Esposito. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.